we're back. Darren Geary's podcast episode number 69.
Yes.
Yep. So here we are.
The yin to the yang.
And we should have a special guest here pretty soon. I just got a text. So
nice. Special guest. We were supposed to jump on yesterday, but seeing that I'm a cheap SOB and do not want to get a newer vehicle, and I love my H2, the thing usually runs into some problems.
Yeah, why don't we tell the people what happened yesterday?
Well, obviously, you know, I wanted to run and grab some Jimmy John's real quick because I hadn't eaten all day, and I was getting a bunch of stuff done around the marina. And anyways, get in line at Jimmy John's, and my alternator takes a crap. So I'm like, Gary, this crap. Literally, I was on the edge. Gary had to talk me off the ledge. You know, he's like, don't worry, it'll be fine. I'll come pick you up. I didn't even call you to come pick me up, you know, but I'm like, oh, crap, Willie, this is awesome. That's what I'm thinking. And then the auto parts, O'Reilly's had, had the alternator in stock. So we went right next door, grabbed the part, charged the battery, drove it back to the boatyard. And today I threw the alternator on.
Shout out to the O'Reilly's for having the part.
Yes, yes. See, I'm not just a pretty face. I can work on cars.
I was nervous about that.
Yeah, me too. That's the electrical system on a car, you know. Change a belt, a hose, you know, I'm okay. Oil. But, you know, you start messing around with the battery or anything electrical. But, no, I actually know my way around an engine. Not these cars today. Holy cow. Did you take auto shop in school when you were a kid?
I did not.
Did they offered
it? I would have, because I changed. My dad made me change my oil when I was a kid, and I ended up draining the transmission fluid.
You mean you're not supposed to do that when you change oil?
Apparently I know. It ran real funny after that.
Yeah. No, we in Annapolis High School, Dearborn Heights, we had Mr. Patrick, we called him Mr. Pat, auto shop teacher, and I actually learned quite a bit. And he'd always go, hey, pal, you're going to own a car for the next 30, 40 years of your life. You're going to have to need to know the basics. So, yeah.
What's up, Patrick? Happy Friday. We got Annette back. It's been there many times.
Jimmy Johnson. You remember Mr. Pat.
And then Patrick also said, next time I have car issues, I'm calling Gary. Yes, because Gary will call a licensed mechanic and have him fix your car.
Right. I'm glad you're off work and everything, you know. So
yeah, I just walked in the door.
Yeah. You know, it was cool because
that's what I want to do, you know.
Right. Well, this is probably when I first moved down here. A friend of mine, we go way back to like 97. Natalie, I won't mention her last name. Really nice lady. But I locked the key in my car, in the truck. And I'm like, oh, crap. I got an extra key on my boat in Gibraltar. So I'm like, let me call Natalie, see if she can run me down there. And luckily, she wasn't at work that day for whatever reason. I think it was shut down that week. And she took me down there. I'm like, well, at least let me give you some money. Because with those H2, they're hard for the Slim Jims. Yeah. So.
Slim Jims? Like snap into a Slim Jim?
No, not those Slim Jims. Oh. The Slim Jims you bring into the car. That's what they're called, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I have in Dearborn, if I would have called people, they would have been like, you're on your own, get out of here.
That's how we do things here. So friendly.
What's that?
That's how we do things here in Monroe.
I know, you guys are so friendly down here. Nobody loved me in Monroe or in Dearborn.
You keep that up, nobody's gonna love you here either.
Right. I think you've talked me off the ledge twice to three times this week. You're probably wondering why you ever answered that call when I called you years ago. Or you're probably going, why did I even ask him to come down to that card show?
I'm going to be on that ledge with you here pretty soon. I gotta, you take it over because I gotta get with Connor here. We're having trouble.
Okay, cool. So December 29th, we've got another IWR 8, another great show at the FOP in Monroe, Michigan, on Strasburg Road. It's a fraternal order of police. So the tickets, we do have some VIPs left. So it's third row. So definitely go on Purple Pass. We'll get that website. It's probably scrolling down at the bottom. But yeah, they make great Christmas presents. There's general admission still left, but first and second row totally sold out. www.purplepass.com/IWR8. So, yep. So insane holiday hell.
Yeah, and we were actually sold out of the first two rows VIP. We added more seats in both rows, and we added a third row VIP for this event. And we're over halfway gone on the third row VIP as well. So if you guys want to see these great VIP matches.
Right. That's the only way you can see them. The VIP matches is going to be Sam Beal versus
Kenny Urban.
Yes, Kenny Urban. And Sam Beal will have Ox. Impact star Sam Beal, and you'll have Rod Lee in action. I like Rod Lee. He's cool, man. A lot of energy. And then I don't know who he'll be wrestling. And then we'll have Nate Mattson versus MM3.
I'm looking forward to all three of our VIP matches, really. But yeah. I mean, like I say it all the time on Facebook when I post this stuff, that our VIP matches, I think, are the main events. I mean,
oh yeah, for sure,
amazing lineup.
Yeah, and it's just a little extra. And I you know, from wrestling on thousands and thousands of shows, you know, and watching, you know, thousands of wrestling matches and shows throughout the years, you know, I think, you know, that's a great opportunity for fans to get in a little earlier, you know, to meet, because doors open for VIP at 6 o'clock and there will be a meet and greet. So they get to, you know, there's a smaller collection of fans, you know, you can meet your stars. And then, you know, I'm sure a lot of them will have their pictures and 8x10s and stuff. And, you know, so you can get autographs and stuff, too. So, and then you get three great matches, and then at 7 o'clock, the regular doors open, and 7:30, we're out rocking and rolling. Five great matches from 7:30 to usually about 9 o'clock. You know, I think the latest we've ran was what, 9:10?
Yeah.
9:05, something like that. Yeah. And the great thing about that, only having five matches, is you, you know, you're able to, well, the kids will be on holiday vacation, but Christmas vacation. But the cool thing about that is, you know, even when we run during the, oh, there he is.
Hey. Sorry about that. A little bit of a hiccup, apparently. Oh, man. Hey, look at this.
Oh, the big daddy boatyard. Look at those sideburns. Are you ready for holiday hell?
Oh, my God. Terry, I've been taking some advice. I shaved a little bit off that top.
Yeah, you look like $1 million.
Letting the hair get real big.
Exactly, as always. Yeah. You know, one of the things I, you know, I hear a lot from fans is, you know, because we were on the road together in November. And, you know, a lot of people are like, man, Connor's so big. He's a lot bigger in person than he is on TV. Yeah, so usually it's the other way around.
Right, you know, I'll tell you really quick something funny. I was at a gym one day. I think you might have been there too, Terry. And I remember a guy walked up to me and goes, man, you look in a lot better shape in person. I was like, dude, come on, man. Come on. Right.
No, but you and Billy Gunn. Like Billy Gunn, you see Billy Gunn in person and you're just like, wow, this is a mountain of the man. Yeah. You know, and you two, well, the big show, you never really can realize his true, you know, size until you meet him in person. You know, he's big from TV, but, you know, it's just like when you meet him, you're like, oh, my God. But like you and Billy Gunn, it's just like you guys, and you guys move like you guys are cruiserweights. You guys are just flying around like, you know. Well, you're throwing a lot of these around, you know, and a lot of these clotheslines and stuff. So, I've been on the receiving end of some of those.
Billy's 58 years old, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know.
I just saw him this past weekend, and he looks better than I've ever seen him look. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think he was training for a show too. Well, he's always, I mean, his diet and his working out, like he's one of those guys where, the only other person I've noticed like that was Scott Steiner. It was gym and food. Nothing else in the world mattered. It was just, all right, where's the gym? You know, the wrestling show can wait, you know, the flights can wait. You know, the sleeping can wait, you know, and it's like if they're on first, they're looking for a gym after their match, you know, even if they're beat up. I mean, they're insane. Billy came over. I think I told you this story. I cooked up a bunch of chicken breasts, right? And he was on our first show 2 years ago. Someone went and picked him up. They went and worked out and all that stuff. And then, you know, he came over. I'm like, hey, you want some chicken? And yeah, he just ate like two chicken breasts. And I'm like, I got more if you want it, because he just devoured it. And sure as shit, he ate like four chicken breasts. I'm just like, you want some to go? I did some meal prep for me, but man, you're pretty hungry. But yeah, he's just always eating, and yeah, he's just a maniac. Same thing with you, Connie. You're always looking for a gym, and yeah. So unless you're at what was that, Gettysburg? You're looking for
That was so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a little bit of a rough moment there, but we got through it. But
We got through it, but I took we were on the road last week, and I don't know if I've told you this, Gary, but I like to, probably about 10, 12 years ago, I started sightseeing. So I'd make plans to stay in places like Gettysburg or Springfield, Illinois, and check out like Lincoln's house, and you know, and when we were in Poughkeepsie, I'd go over to FDR's house and the museum and all that stuff. So we were actually driving to the next town, and I asked Connor, I go, you want to go to Gettysburg and we can do a little sightseeing, get up early? He's like, hell yeah. So, yeah. So tell him
that what was a blast. You know, when we got back, Terry, like I ended up like just YouTubing the living hell out of Gettysburg.
Yeah,
right. I thought it was so cool just to like know about it. And then so I learned that they have like a lighting ceremony at night sometimes. Taking the photos and stuff's one thing, but when you get to actually see that spot where Lincoln made the big famous speech, right? It's so cool to see.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Terry's like, you know, he knows everything. He's explaining it all to me as we're walking. It was like having a tour guide.
It's a history book.
Yeah. But that's like you said, once you get home, you start researching it and then you start watching movies and, you know, because they're entertaining and the drama's added. So, and then you start like PBS, they do a lot of great stuff like that on documentaries and so I'm sure they have stuff on a ton of stuff on Gettysburg, but yeah, YouTube, all that stuff, man. Wait until, if we're ever near Springfield, Illinois, I'll take you to
you bored him,
drop off,
you bored him, he's gone.
Have you ever been to Springfield?
He's lost. He's gone. He's Googling. He's Googling Gettysburg.
Sorry about that.
No, I'll have to take you to Springfield, Illinois, Lincoln's house and Lincoln's tomb and all that stuff. And his
library. That's so cool.
It'll blow your mind. It's really cool. Yeah. So yeah, they like.
I'm so glad that you did that. That you picked that place out, because you know, I think the one thing that you know that I didn't get to do a lot of was I didn't get a chance to sightsee. So now it's like anytime I get an opportunity like that, and especially when you get to do it with somebody you love, it's like it just makes it that much better. And it's like a wealth of knowledge, just explaining like how everything went down, and you know, my brain's melting as Terry's talking because I'm like, huh, what? Yeah.
And I just love to hear myself talk. So
stop.
While you've been on the road, Terry, what are some of your favorite places that you've actually stopped, you know, besides Gettysburg? I know you've seen like more and stuff.
Springfield, like Abe Lincoln is one of my favorite presidents. I'd like to, I stopped at Nixon's, FDR. FDR is really cool because he was the first president to have a presidential library. And the cool thing about it is he had it when he was still president. So, you know, in the wrestling business, we always go, oh, you're a mark for yourself, right? So I think there's a lot of good things with the New Deal and all that stuff. And obviously it ran its course and you had to move on from it. But yeah, I think FDR is a, you know, a good person to learn from and stuff. And just, there's a lot of stuff behind that. I mean, being elected to four terms, you know, so, but yeah, so, you know, the more shows you do out there, Connor, look it up, because there's a lot of history, and especially, you know, from another great place is that I like going to is Independence Hall. I've been there quite a few times. So, and a lot of these places, what people have to realize is there's a lot of history there, you know, and they make it cool. So it's interesting. So it's not like you're going over to grandma's house and everything smells like mothballs and, you know, or mothballs. It's just like, you know, you got tour guides that are, they look like they lived during that time period. No, it's really cool. And I've actually seen LBJ's house. The ranch, you know, they used to call it the Southern White House because he spent like 410 days of his presidency down there. So, but yeah, it was pretty cool. And I was able to buy one of his books didn't really sell. So what they did is these libraries had them, you know, where they'd sell them. So they sent them back to the museum, you know, because it's got like a museum there. And I bought an original copy. So, but yeah, that was
cool. That's pretty cool.
You're going to get a bunch of emails from grandmas coming in. Terrence Guerin at yahoo.com.
But yeah, so IWR coming up the 29th. You're going to be in action. You're just, I don't know who you're going to beat up, but I don't, hopefully it's not me. Because you said, you know, you love me, but love hurts.
It goes out the window.
Come on.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's actually a really stacked card too. Like, that's like a really good card, by the way.
Yeah, Hornswoggle's gonna be here. Tommy Dreamer and I will be in action. Hornswoggle will be in action too. Trey, yeah, versus Petey. Yeah. And to our knowledge, Petey is still confirmed. Yep. But if something happens, you know, definitely we'll have a very suitable replacement. So, but yeah, it's really gonna be fun. So
yeah.
Do you have any Hornswoggle stories?
Nothing we can talk about on air. I just saw him this week too. He did like a little bit of an ECW tribute, and he came out to the Sandman's entrance and everything. And that was just, he was caning everybody. I'm just sitting there in the corner looking at him going, how in the hell did you get this spot? And you know what his reaction was to me? He just looked at me, smiled, and goes, I'm just like, how do you not love that guy? Like, come on, man.
And he's great in the ring too.
He is.
Yeah.
He is so entertaining. He's so fun to be around too.
Yeah. I was on a show with him. It was October 29th. And yeah, he's just great. The fans love him. Yeah. He's just hasn't skipped a beat. Yeah.
No.
So he gets out there and, oh man, his match is usually one of my favorites to watch. So, he'll be in action on the 29th. So, but
that's going to be fun. Have they met him yet? Up there at IWR, have they met him at all?
No.
They're in for a treat then.
Right. And he'll be part of the meet and greet too, and you'll be doing the meet and greet. So,
yeah. That'd be awesome. I love those fans up there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is.
We've got nothing but great response every time you came up, and, you know, it's just like, you know.
Me? What?
Yeah. That's what I said.
I made them to say that.
You guys keep on coming up here and stealing my thunder. You know, at first it was kind of like, oh, Rhino, you know, hey, nice to meet you, this and that. Now I get, hey, when's Connor coming back up here?
Oh, whatever. You love me. That's why you bring me back.
Right. I don't have any choice. The fans want you guys back.
Well, they're all awesome to be around.
Yeah. Let's see. We got some people commenting here. If you want to take this quick second, three happy faces. How are you guys? I'm so excited for the next event, Rita Doobie.
Oh, Rita.
Yeah, it's Rita.
Yeah, hey, Rita. How you doing? she's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she was at the Whorehound show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's always at IW. She's so sweet.
Yeah, she does a raffle ticket. She's been a volunteer at the Monroe Pop Fest for years. So yeah, she's a big help, and she's excited to be up there with you guys. So
yeah,
fun time. We got Sean Woolley. Afternoon, guys.
John, what's going on?
What's up, Sean?
Patty Gibson says hello, everyone. Hugs to you all. Have a fabulous and safe weekend.
Thank you, Patty.
Yeah, we will. Dave Johnson, hey, what's up, Terry? Hope all is well, brother.
Hey, Dave, my man. Yes, Gary's got some big news on IWR and championship titles.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. Well, they're not in Gary's presence now, but Gary definitely, were ordered. Oh, okay. Well, no, now, Connor,
yes.
There will be a world heavyweight title, there will be a U.S. title.
I can't wait.
Tag team title.
Yep. Oh dear.
I think you'll be wanting to go after one of those titles. So.
I mean, it sounds good. Smells good. I bet it tastes good.
and champions make more money. You know that, right?
Right now. Yeah. Hey, but I'll have to take it off if we actually. Award to somebody. I haven't taken it off since it came in.
Right. You want to go ahead and show people, Gary?
Oh, if you want me to, I will. I mean,
go ahead.
Well, I'm intrigued. I want to see. What is this?
Let me unhook it.
It's the IWR.
It's the Insane Wrestling Revolution champion, world champion, IWR.
Oh, is that purple too? Purple and gold? Those are good colors.
Yeah.
That's awesome looking.
Well, you know, it's a replica. It's not a replica. It's a custom designed belt. It's full leather. It's the exact weight. But we went after the design to start off of ECW, World Television, the World Heavyweight title. It's a little bit bigger and a little bit thicker, but the reason being is it's like a tribute. Gary, myself, and a couple other people decided it would be a tribute to the men and women that performed and wrestled in ECW. And, and if you noticed, and if you've looked back at the history of ECW, a lot of their titles when they first became a company were similar to like NWA titles, and territorial titles. And then they started developing. So I thought it would be to pay homage. And I talked to guys like Tommy Dreamer and stuff. And they thought, we were afraid of, are we trying to rip them off or because we want to pay homage. So I think anybody that is able to win something like that, they're carrying on a legacy. So
yeah. I mean, that's awesome, you know, and you guys all agreed on that too. Yes.
Yeah. We all agreed on
that. That's huge.
It's just, whenever a company starts up, they always kind of look towards inspiration, and ECW, I think, is a big inspiration.
So
it's to pay homage to everybody that's worked there,
behind. That's so cool.
Yeah. So.
I can't wait till we can actually put it on somebody because, I mean, I think it's a great title and I want them to be proud of the title, and I think they will.
Especially hearing that story too, like it wasn't just something that was designed and thrown together for just whatever reason. Like there's a reason behind what that means. So I think that's whoever gets that, it's going to be huge. That's huge.
It is a cool looking title too.
You're going to take photos of and sell 8x10s from that thing, because you know those blue background photos.
And you know, the champion takes it home, and you know, they're obviously responsible for it. But,
I'm watching your eyes when you say this, by the way.
Gary's like, that's not the deal. That those things cost a lot of money.
Wait a second.
Yeah. So, but no, you know, and wherever they go and they represent it, and you know, and obviously, you know, so it's one of those things where it's not defended anywhere else, but you know, I think it's something
you travel with it with pride.
Right.
That's super awesome.
We've always liked that. Like ECW, they would always have you take the titles home, even in WWE. You know, yeah. and all the other promotions I've worked for, Impact Wrestling, you know, because it's like one of those things, if you have to do a media, or if you're, you know, it's very important, the champion is a champion. And you know, even though they're, you know, you're taking a little gamble, and you know, hey, the title was stolen. Crap. So, but you know, but I think it's very important, you know. So it's not only an investment into, you know, your promotion, but it's also an investment into, you know, the men and women that wrestle for you. So
absolutely.
For me, we have such great wrestlers. I mean, we have from top to bottom, just everyone that's been in IWR and remains in IWR are just top notch professionals. And we wanted a belt that would represent them too. We want a good professional belt. And I think that our wrestlers are going to really represent.
Hell yeah.
Them. Yeah.
And we got two more coming. So we should be able to unveil all three of them at December 29th in St. Holiday Hill.
Yeah. December 29th, we'll show them to the fans and all the guys and stuff like that. And, you know, obviously you'll have to develop a tournament, and, you know, we'll figure out probably the best way to do the tournament where we can crown champions, the quicker, the better, you know? So,
yeah.
And we're looking to run other territories too, or other towns.
Patrick said, that looks awesome. It is awesome. And it feels awesome.
Hell yeah, it is.
And he also said, Connor is great. He did an awesome promo for a wrestling group, and I'm on Facebook. So, Connor, you're great.
That's like Tony the Tiger. I appreciate it, Patrick. Thank you.
My wife from the other room wants to know if Terry have been to the museum in Monroe.
No, I drive past it all the time, and I'm like, I've got to go in there. I've got to go
in. What's the museum?
It's a great museum.
What is it?
Oh, it's a history of Monroe. We've had huge battles here. The battlefield. We have the French and Indian War, the River Massacre.
The River Raising, yeah. It's War of 1812, there's a battlefield over here.
Yeah. Really?
And I think Miss America Kehlani Raff goes in there from Monroe. And I think
the what?
Kehlani Raff goes in there from Miss America. She was in Monroe. Yeah, she was at the dinner you missed a couple nights ago.
Oh, geez. When was she miss?
I'd have to look. It was late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, she was Miss America. And then Bronco McCart, three-time world boxing champions in there. And it just a bunch of great history from Monroe. And it's
that's cool.
But to get Connor in there, show him Monroe.
Yeah, Monroe is very very historical town.
You wouldn't think it though when you drive through it, you know. That's so cool to hear.
Miss it. Oh, somebody's excited to see Big Con. Everybody's excited for Big Con to be back at IWR. So
yeah.
Well, thank you, Reese.
Yeah, we
weren't used to this many compliments. I'm sorry.
We weren't going to debut the title today. We're thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, let's just, you know, do some pictures and stuff. And Gary's like, all right, cool. You know, and I'm like, I just jumped the gun on it, you know.
You're just feeling it.
Yeah. Gary's like, man, no. I'll have to give up the title.
Did you notice when Gary put it around his shoulder, how it was, it looked very, like, he's like slapping it. And he's
Well, I told him, I go, it costs that much money, I don't want to be responsible for it. So.
Hey, Brad says he loves the look of the championship. Thank you, Brad. We got tag teams and United States championships coming soon too. So I can't wait to see those. Yeah. We actually designed those as well. So Terry, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things where when we display them, we'll tell the meaning behind it. And, you know, it's all about like, you know, like with Gary and myself and other people that are involved with IWR, it's all about like wrestling, history of wrestling and you know, a lot of the 90s. But getting back to what wrestling really was, is what was happening outside of the ring spilled inside of the ring, you know. And, you know, like when you had like, you know, the Cold War and the Russians, or you always had a Russian wrestler, you know. So we want to kind of get all that mixture into one and really focus on wrestling too. And, you know, and so, but anyways.
But I just can't, I'm looking forward to 2022 just to continue these storylines and then continue creating our brand. And, you know,
right,
2022 is going to be a big year. We're ready. So,
and we're ready to start running different towns and stuff. So.
I like this idea. Champion signs a waiver. If they lose the belt, they got to pay Gary.
Nobody will wrestle for it.
Well, don't sign me up for that one.
That's great, but
with interest.
We won't have anybody in the tournament. No. We're like, wow, that's too much responsibility.
Yeah, the Labor Museum, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. That's on Front Street, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we. Plenty of stuff to do here in Monroe.
Right.
It's
right.
Like every small town, everybody complains about there's nothing to do. But if you look hard enough, there is stuff to do.
Right. For sure. Well, hey, Con,
I
appreciate you rescheduling for us. My car.
Oh, I'm sorry it took me so damn long just to get on this thing.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Oh, look at that card.
You see it? I have the worst lighting. It is the
third. Oh, is that the first ever IWR Connor card?
Third row VIP badge. But we do have cards coming, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, do I get one of those, too?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding. That's actually awesome.
What row is that?
That's third row VIP.
Oh, why'd you put them third row?
Hey, you know what that means. I got to throw somebody all the way out to the third row. That's what it means.
And then we got second row VIP is a Madman.
Okay. And then that's cool.
Front row VIP is the Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got our special sponsors badge.
I was going to say, wait a second.
We got like 20 some sponsors, so we better give them some special.
Right.
They can throw them badge this time. It's got, I don't know this guy in the front here. I don't know.
That looks awesome.
How that glare? I don't know.
Yeah, in the back.
Cards. We designed trading cards probably for the sponsors, and we'll give some of the wrestlers and stuff too. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
But yeah, the training cards are for the sponsors, and we're just printing up a few and some for the guys, you know. So, but anyways,
that's so cool.
Yeah, Gary's really moving forward on a lot of that stuff. But yeah,
man, I'm shocked. Look at Gary go.
Forward, you fall behind.
Right. So, Gary's a driving force. So.
You're doing all right, Gary. I got to say.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So I always try to sabotage his marriage so he has more time for IWR.
She might have said that today. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, it's funny because I mean, he puts in so much time as it is, plus a real job, plus being married, plus being a father to two kids, you know, even though they're growing and out of the house. I'm always, you know, calling him, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm helping my son put in a floor at his house, and this and that." And like, so, when you're done with that, can you come pick me up because my truck broke down again?
Oh yeah, how did that go? I'm curious to know how that went.
It was the alternator. Yeah.
Oh, that's an easy fix.
Yeah. Well, it took me 2 hours. You know, I watched. You know, I know my way around a motor enough to be dangerous, but you know, so. It's funny because Gary comes up and picks me up, and I'm like, I think it's the alternator because the charging dropped. And he goes, "Did it make like all the lights come on and noise come across your radio?" I'm like, "Yeah, how do you know?" He goes, "I'm just looking it up. That's those are." I'm like, yeah, you know,
YouTube University.
Yeah. I've learned this from my kids. Just Google it. It'll show you the answer.
Right, right. I'm like, wow, this guy knows a lot about cars. That's
I should have said, because I know.
You're right, right. I'm just one big brain. You know?
See, oh, that's funny. The earlier story about my knowledge of cars.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's up and running again, and you've got her going.
I changed it over, let it run for a little bit. She's charging and everything. So
oh, good.
So it was a little hard to wedge the new alternator in there. You know, the way they're set up. You know, you get a hammer and you know some wood, so you're not beating right on the alternator, but you wedge it right in place. You know. So, yeah. You know, if it took me a little longer, I'd have been like, well, it is the alternator, but I need a new one. I cracked the housing on it. Just taking a hammer and crack, crack. But no, but it was good. It was fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap this up. I think Connor's going right. to get going, man. We got, yeah. I feel bad keeping you today and making you reschedule and stuff, but we're super excited to get back on with us. So.
What's your shirt say, by the way?
IWR. Oh, his.
No, no, Connor.
Someone's been naughty.
Ooh. Right.
Ooh. Yeah, who? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Con. Thanks for coming back on. You know, and then we're looking forward to the 29th, December 29th. And the fans are definitely looking forward to it.
So. Excited. I can't wait. It can't come here enough, honestly.
Right, right.
And we just want to, I just want to put it one more time before it's gone. Just one more time before it's gone.
They're heavy, aren't they, Gary?
Yeah. It's like 10 pounds, I think. 10, 11 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's solid, man.
Yeah, but the strap's a little bit bigger, and the front is about an inch taller. Yeah, so an inch taller and an inch wider. So
looks awesome.
Yeah, so
it's got our insane purple.
Yeah, so the other titles are going to look awesome, and we'll definitely get some pictures out to you when they come in. It's on the tag titles. So.
So awesome. Insane Wrestling Revolution, number 8, Insane Holiday Hell. Tickets are on sale right now. purplepass.com/IWR8. Only a few third row VIPs remain. And if this don't get you to get them, then I don't know what will.
I'm going on buying
something. The only way you get a third row VIP is to get this. So get one.
Right, right. Right.
Now.
Now. Yeah. Look at that face. Now. You got anything coming up, Connor, you want to promote real quick before we
You know, I kind of really do. I've actually, so this is something I'm really proud of. Our students at Tampa Bay Pro are actually throwing together, it's called Gift for the Giftless. It's a charity event. It's actually being run down here this Sunday. And basically it's $10 admission, or you can bring a new toy, come in, and it's free admission. So it's for the children. You know how I feel about that kind of stuff. We're all fathers here. I think it's something special that I hold near and dear to my heart. And so I just wanted to make sure to get that out there. So be there. Showtime starts at 5.
Is there anywhere people can donate, or is it just strictly?
Yes. You would have to go. It's going to be a Cage Brewing. You're going to have to go there, unfortunately, which I honestly, it's going to be a great event. Jay Lethal's going to be there. He's going to be unwinding, doing some cool stuff. Obviously, if my flight gets back in time, I'll be there. Nice. So yeah, it's going to be great. You know, the kids have put it all together. They're super excited, and it's going to be awesome.
Rhino, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, thanks again, Gary, for picking me up.
I'm sure it's not the last time. So
let's hope it is. Let's hope, fingers crossed on that one, you know. Yeah. So.
But, yeah, we can't wait. Appreciate you coming on. Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast, episode 69, is in the books. Next week, that's why we brought you on.
I don't know. What do you mean, Gary? What do you mean by that?
This week for my birthday. So right. It's special because next week's my birthday week. December 9th. So hopefully we have a show on that day. If we don't.
December what?
December 9th.
I thought it was this December 7th.
No, I think that's Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor Day. Yeah.
So thanks for comparing that. But so next week, episode 70, Terry and Gary's Low Expectation Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Terry and Gary TV. We got IWR footage going up on our YouTube channel all the time. We will see you guys next week. We'll see you in December 29th. See you probably next time you give me a call. And we'll see the rest of you guys next Thursday, 4 p.m. live right here. We are out. We'll see you guys later.
Gun show.
Oh, gun show.